Hey, yo, is that Michigan OT?
That good dog, Patrick Cummings. Look at him, just like Johnny Dine.
Louis Vuitton umbrella when I walk through the rain. In the kitchen whipping chicken, counting bread like kinds. Good dog out of the mess, good looking like Johnny Dine. Eat deep muddy water stick, carry my kite. Right pocket got pocket cocaine. Bulletproof white Cadillac riding in the dirty bag, dirty bag, baby from dirty bag with a dirty case. Slide down your block, light it up.
Big little penis. Listen, I've had to do
was my name in
unspeakable things when I was hard up to get some money. No, I'm not proud of those things, but sometimes you got to give a handy behind 7-Eleven to get a head up.
Yeah, let's just give this a few minutes before we get started. Let's play a few more of Javier's.
Okay, yeah, I got gotcha.
You. Hey, we'll just you see that ghost dip?
Oh my, I can't believe you said that one.
We had...
Did he know he was recording?
Eu tenho um que ser honesto com você. Eu sou um alienígena enviado aqui para fazer amor.
He speaks Portuguese wonderfully.
Por estrangeiro quero dizer ilegal.
Yeah.
All right.
That's impressive.
Get in here. We gotta start the show. Hello everyone, and welcome to the Funky Panther. Coming to you from Fort Worth, Texas, we have got a hell of a show for you here on episode 166.
Hooray! I don't know the kids.
We have got the RAP Rap Podcast up in this bitch. You want to say hey, boys?
Hey, boys.
What's up, people?
We've been hanging out for the last 30, 40 minutes on the first 30 on YouTube, but now we get to get into real business, so sit back. Relax, enjoy, let's get into it. I'm Chad.
I'm Javier.
I'm Tim.
And we are
the Funky Panther!
Oh,
all right, you
yes.
can have these back.
All right, cool, thank you. It's weird not
I know you. I know you
shit.
Want them.
I like hearing. I used to hate my fucking voice, and now I'm like, oh, I can't wait to hear it again.
No more Portuguese, huh?
No more Portuguese. Oh, that wasn't me. It was
if you didn't know, you can clone people's voice, right? Did you know that?
AI.
Like AI?
Yeah. So I have hours and hours of this man talking. And so I just took a bunch of samples.
Wow.
And then I could just make him say whatever the fuck I want.
So all the things you heard was not really him.
Yeah. Wow. Every bit of that's it. Impressive.
Yeah.
I need to do that.
No, you don't. Listen all your audio. We got all of it.
Nice.
I'm
about to run the podcast by myself.
He's going to just tell him, read the algorithm of the episode and tell me how you say it.
Ever since they did the Funky Panther, their introductions have been amazing.
I mean, I've got Chad on here too, so.
Oh, let's hear that.
Let's see.
No, let's not. I can't
I'm just going to say it. I don't really feel like I'm family when I'm at Olive Garden. Go fuck yourself, Fort Worth.
That one didn't sound like him.
I think anal is best when I'm drunk. I typically don't feel it as much.
I mean, it's great. Yeah, I know. He hates it all.
We try to get Tim, although it would be a lot of work, like a ton of work. Not on Javier and I, obviously.
Yeah, to do a complete episode like
this? To do an entire episode of just AI. Like, have AI write up the script and then have him somehow plug in the voices to the script and then just do the whole thing without us and see who even notices.
Yeah, we can.
No,
do that.
Oh, I think they'll notice. Yeah.
You're gonna have to give me a good, like, give me 2 months, like trying to figure this out.
Okay, AI gets pretty crazy,
and then we'll drop something.
And it just continues to get crazy. Hey, by the way, where's that whiskey?
I haven't bought it yet.
Okay, all right. A year ago, we made a bet.
I'm going this. I'm actually going this weekend.
Okay. A year ago, we made a bet. It's like as soon as ChatGPT dropped, right? It was like this new thing that just got released to the public. We finally got on. Like, there was a wait list, wasn't there? Like, you couldn't just jump on at the beginning. And so we jumped on, and we're like, man, this is insane. You're having real conversations. It seems to be like having a real conversation back. And then, all these different AI things started coming out, and we were talking about it, about how, like, this is going to change the world. Like, this is the new thing. We've been talking about technology for years. And this is going to be the thing that, like, changes our life. And Tim's like, nah, it won't be that crazy. I'm like, give it 1 year. In 1 year, there's going to be, like, a ton of shit that comes out. And that was the bet. He had to buy a $150 bottle of whiskey if he was wrong.
Hey, have you heard the backlash that's going on with Google, though?
No.
And their AI?
Oh, yeah. Wrong?
So they had Bard, and then they changed it to Gemini. And with Gemini, you could tell it to...
I thought you said Jim and I.
Gemini. You could tell Gemini to make, like, depictions of people, so you could do whatever. However, no matter what you do, it will not make a white person.
Yeah, like George Washington, black George Washington.
Finally, the white people are the minorities.
Oh, we had this conversation already.
It finally happened.
Elon Musk, black as hell. Like it was crazy.
I mean,
like,
there's an Asian Elon Musk. I don't know why he did come up with that one.
But it's just like anything that you could put in there. They said like a white person spreading mayonnaise on a piece of bread. Nope, can't do it. So they got this whole backlash. They took away that feature now. You can't do
white people.
You can
only do white people.
You can't you can't tell it to make faces or any like pictures of people anymore.
And now you can't talk shit about white people. I don't make the rules. That's just the thing. That's the thing that they did. It is what
it's been for a while.
But it's kind of like, you know, the crazy stuff with AI. You know, they had that Bobby Altoff
leak
that came out last week, and it was all that shit was AI.
Yeah, what? It's a deep fake.
It was a deep fake.
Still beat.
Nude.
Really?
Yeah, nudes, yeah.
And that Drake video is fake too. That's AI.
I could tell you that one was real.
Whoa. Pause. He's like zooming in, pinching, like, no. Like, that's definitely him. I've seen it.
I didn't have to zoom in that much. I was like, wow. Good for Drake. Six.
It said 2J, and then it was just the video of him. It was like this.
It was meant to be a Valentine for you. Is that what it is? Like a Valentine gram for you specifically?
At first, everybody thought it wasn't me, but I was like, guys, let me put the rumors to rest. That was not me. That was all Drake. Sorry to disappoint.
All right. So we have talked about you guys a lot. It was mostly good.
We had that beef, you know. And first off, fuck you guys. Yeah. Fuck you guys.
Yeah, fuck you guys.
You're the worst.
I know.
You also, congratulations on your best stuff.
Yeah, well, thank y'all. That's fantastic. Thank y'all. We actually did not expect to get it. We were just doing it for shits and giggles.
Well, last year, whenever we
were... ours are all on the floor over there. Yeah, we don't even display them.
Oh, man.
After the eighth one, you're just
you know what I mean? Like, how many do you need?
Why would I ask with them? You know, it don't mean shit.
Well, it was nice to get one. You know what I mean? We're only 1 year old.
Yeah.
That's the pinnacle, though. That's a... Yeah, because we got ours our first year. Right?
We're not talking about us.
Like 2019. Oh,
like, are we done? Okay, let's talk about them.
Yeah, talk about them.
You got yours, man. And it's fucking awesome.
That is awesome.
But, you know, for people that have not maybe heard y'all or don't know about you, like, tell us a little about yourselves for them.
Okay.
No,
perfect. That's it. Learned everything we need to know.
Do your intro. That's what I want to hear. Do y'all's intro.
Oh, yeah. Let people know how y'all are.
Okay. Greetings and salutations, peace and blessings, ladies and gentlemen. I go by the name of Jay.
This is Johnny.
It's your boy, Aramis Scott.
And we are the Rhythm and Poetry Podcast, RAP for short. And on today, we are on the Funky Panthers. Yay! I'm so glad they did that. You know how stupid I would have sounded just doing that by myself?
Well done.
But, thanks for being here. First, let's talk about how y'all know. Well, real quick. Okay, before
we talk about how short his shorts are, though, for just a moment. Like,
I sat down next to the wrong person. I said I was going to rub someone's leg.
Yeah.
And I didn't know it was Tim's.
Tim's got them short shorts today.
Mm-hmm. There's a hole in the bottom.
With that 90-degree weather we got going on for 2 days.
They call them Hoochie Daddies. Oh, yeah.
Those are Hoochie Daddies.
Tim wearing the Hoochie Daddies. Hey, can you get me one?
Oh, hey, give me another one, too, if you don't mind.
Anything.
Another Modelo. Y'all guys good? Y'all
want we're good. No.
Get topped off?
Oh. I mean, pause. Sure.
Wait. Pause. Wait. Pause. Sure. This isn't that kind of podcast. Pause. Not that kind of podcast.
Yeah, I mean, all right. Well.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah. But first, I want to get on a serious note. One of our friends lost his brother this past week.
Grizzly.
Grizz, man. We're thinking about you and your family. And we'll go ahead and post a link to the GoFundMe. If anybody wants to donate any dollar or any amount helps. But man, we're thinking about you. We're praying for you and your family. And man, it's a terrible situation. But we're all here for you. The podcast community here. You know, we're all here for you. So
he's definitely in our prayers as
absolutely,
well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll add that GoFundMe in the description of this video.
Yeah. So, other than that, again, let's get back to you guys. So how did the RAP podcast start?
Oh, I love telling that story. So we actually all used to work together in the same area of a warehouse. We were just order selecting. That means we're just picking up boxes and putting them on pallets. Mm-hmm.
And, what, dildos? Just all dildos?
Not all dildos. There was a couple of lubricants. It get messy sometimes, especially in the summer.
Oh, okay. Thanks for clarity.
I just wanted to paint that picture. Yeah. But no, in the back of the warehouse, we would, it was kind of like a getaway from the supervisors where we could all just talk for a little bit. Yeah. Like, and I always tell the story to these guys, like, it's crazy how this happened. But like, I asked one question, and this was like at the beginning of the day, and we were working 12-hour shifts, and this question was going on for debate for damn near the entire shift. And I was like, man, this should have been a podcast episode. I'm like, man, that would have been cool. And then that just planted a seed in my head. I was like, one day I just want to create a music podcast. And I created podcasts in the past before, and one failed. One was okay. One of my personal favorites that we put on hiatus for a while. But then I was like, you know what? When Johnny was on the Workaholic podcast and his schedule separated, I was like, hey, I had this other podcast in mind. I've been having it in the back of my head for a while. It's a music podcast. Think about it. And that's how R.A.P. was born, was from back in the warehouse arguing with everybody. It was a heated debate.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still remember the question to this day. So that's why I was like, we should have a podcast about music. You don't understand how much we could get into music just by arguing with each other. And it's always meant to be a debate kind of podcast, but
we do it a lot. We debate a lot more.
Yeah. It was cool at the beginning, but I felt like it was getting a little stale because me and Johnny somehow are very alike. And it's not necessarily a bad thing, but for a podcast sake, when you want to hear two people give a different opinion, mm-hmm. it's like, all right, it's kind of getting a little stale. And then that's where Aramis came into the mix. He was on the Workaholic podcast. I was like, Aramis, why don't you come on the RAP? And then that way none of us can ever agree with each other with it being three people on the podcast. But there'll be some things that we all agree on. There'll be some things that we don't. But that
sounds about right.
Yeah. As a trio, I'm pretty sure.
Trio, I think, is the perfect, like, three is the perfect number for that. Oh, yeah. Thing, yeah. For sure. Yeah.
Three is a crowd. Four, no, what is it? Three's a party, four's a crowd.
There it is.
So what are y'all's strengths? Like, what do each of y'all bring to the table?
Yeah, how much can you bench? Is that what you're...
How much can you deadlift?
A 480.
280 pounds. So, like, the three of us, you know, we already talked about our jobs. Like, Tim's the producer, Chad's the brains, and I'm the wild card. So, what are y'all's roles when y'all think about, like...
I can let them explain, but I think, for me, I'm about to... I'll let them say what that is. But Aramis, he's very, very knowledgeable in the music. It's almost a hobby to him to, like, know about the music. So having someone with that much knowledge on the podcast always helps out, especially a music podcast. Johnny is the creative freedom guy who runs our social medias and he edits the podcast. So having that creative and creativity when it comes to social media and editing just goes hand in hand. And I don't know where I would place myself. I think, I guess the showrunner of it, I'm very comfortable with talking on the microphone. I've been doing public speaking since I was in high school. So I don't know if that reflects on the podcast so much. We're trying to make it really just us instead of just making it a public speaking thing. But it works out. I think it works out.
Yeah, for sure.
I think y'all mix really well. I mean, it's never bored whenever I have y'all on the mic. So, I mean, it's really interesting it about the subjects. Sometimes. Whenever y'all have y'all talk about music, I like listening to it because it's never boring. And y'all actually like have the music y'all talk about in the episode, and y'all review albums at the end, have your songs of the week. So you know, music and all that stuff aside, not even aside. So what? Well, I'll ask Aramis, what's the that album? What's that one song that tuned you to rap and hip hop?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I feel like Gucci Mane in 2006.
Nah, I don't remember. You saying like from a young age?
From a young age. However far back you can remember, where even like get into like that first album where there were no skips.
50 Cent, Get Rich or Die Trying.
Yeah, that was a good. That was a really good album.
Yeah.
Classic.
But that was like I remember like when that came out. Like I begged my mom like every day to get it, you know. And then I got a chance to get it, like you said, no skips.
Yeah.
And I actually had the edited version, which sucked.
Oh, the Walmart,
Walmart version. Yeah, my mom wasn't playing, but at the same time, I still enjoyed it, though.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
No, even the radio edits, I mean, that's what I listened to first. And whenever I got my copy of Get Rich or Die Trying, it was bootleg in Mexico. Because we used to just get all our albums from Mexico because they were cheap as fuck. And then, You know, they're just readily available.
Just like one dude that's been burning, like he's got a stack of CDs, stays up all night.
Man, they don't play, man. They
That was me.
Like a week straight just burning CDs and selling them.
That was the time to like, that was when downloads started.
That was a side hustle.
That was a side hustle. Yeah. Like they had mixtapes. And even like later on, they had like USB drives with like
the MP3 USB drives. Yeah, I remember that.
Hell yeah,
that was my side hustle in middle school. I remember I was like one of the only kids in middle school that would have internet access. So I downloaded LimeWire to destroy my PC, and in the process of that, I was able to download a whole bunch of music. And I was like, hey guys, I sell CDs, make me list, and everybody at the end of the day, I would have like a whole pile of like folded up pieces of paper with people's playlists. And I was like, all right, I'll create these playlists for everybody, and I'll sell them out. I made about maybe $5-7 every time I sold a CD. It was a nice little side hustle in middle school.
That's good to have side hustles, man. Those are great.
Yeah, I never thought about doing that.
Oh, really? Man.
Yeah, selling CDs like that?
I gave them for free.
Yeah, me too. No.
But like, I at one point, I got up to, I think it was 147,000 songs in my iTunes. Like, I had so much music. Every time someone bought a CD, I'm like, hey, let me borrow it. And I would borrow it, and you could burn it into iTunes. Yeah. Like, you had it. So I would, like, download illegally, you know, maybe. I don't
know.
Allegedly. And then, get all these CDs and everything like that. And then I would go to those mixtape websites and, like, download all the remixes and all that shit. But it was always free. And then, you know, Apple Music came out, and it was like, what the fuck do I have 147,000 songs for?
Right.
It doesn't matter now.
Yeah, but it does, because at any point, man, I've been hearing a lot of shit like this, and then the 28 days later, have y'all heard about that? You can't get that on any, you can't get that movie on any digital realm right now.
I think the guys from Thanks for the Invite were saying some of them.
Yeah, and so, like, that's the whole thing. Like, iTunes can lose whatever, you know, they can lose the rights to it. And then that album's gone. That song's gone.
That kind of sucks. It's like, damn, where did my money go?
Even if you pay for it, like you buy the album, unless you physically download that and then save it onto a hard drive, man, you're fucked.
That's one of the things now, just period, with being in a digital age. Video games are digital. We don't really have hard copies. And I know it's stupid, but people are flipping out about that whole Kim Kardashian game, because she just like decided she's got some app, some game, and like you know you go into these worlds like Minecraft and Animal, whatever it is.
We talking about the
Animal Crossing.
Animal
Crossing.
I watched
that tape a million times.
What does it jiggle?
You do all these different. You have all these different games where you like create a character, you create a world, you spend all these hours, time, money into these things, and if they just stop, like, we're not going to do this game anymore. Like, what if they just turned off Minecraft? People would flip the fuck out. Yeah. Like, how many people have created their own worlds? So you think about that with games and movies and shows and music. We don't own anything anymore.
No. That's why
you're right. I guess you are right.
That's why I got everything on my Plex right now. Like, I'm just like putting anything on my Plex. That way I've got, it's not physical copies, but I have the copies, right?
Yeah.
So I heard that and I'm just like, fuck, man, you could literally go buy something right now, and then Amazon's just like, sorry.
Yeah, Jesus mentioned that. You're right on TFTI. He's like, you could buy it, and they could still say, well, we don't host this anymore, and then you don't have it. Yeah. So that's why he likes the physical copies. It's smart.
So Grizz, I did what Grizz did. Shout out, Grizz. What up? He bought 100 blank CDs and making mixed it. I was doing that, and I was just putting like three tracks on a fucking.
You could go to CVS, like get a whole stack. Yeah. And then my delivery. I know there was other guys who were stealing the side hustle. They would try to do it too. But I spend a little bit more money on the hard cases, so you could actually.
Oh yeah,
I wouldn't put it in a paper one.
The colored ones or the.
Did you have the label maker ones, though? Like you put your own label on top.
I was in middle school. I couldn't
look. All right, so I remember buying there was a guy that we worked with at Best Buy. And I think his brother was an aspiring rapper, and he had like a little EP, right?
I think he was with Immortal Soldiers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was.
I think he was.
Yeah, he was.
I remember
with me in media.
Who is this?
I forgot his name,
I can't remember his name.
I know.
But I remember buying that. I bought that CD, and that bitch got stuck in my fucking CD player in my car because of that paper label. Like, no shit. Like, I had to, like, tear that thing apart and get that thing out.
That sucks.
Because you don't even think about that, but it was just enough, like,
to get
elevated to get stuck, yeah.
Oh, okay, so, Aramis, I asked you that question about that album. What is that guilty pleasure song that you have on your phone that nobody knows you have that you just like listening to, you know, like, you know that song that goes, la, 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 la.
La 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 la.
Yeah,
a mini Remington.
Yeah. That's what's her name's mom, Maya Rudolph's mom.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She actually, that song is about Maya.
Huh.
Yeah. So what's that?
I didn't
one
know
song?
That.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's a good
that.
Song.
Yeah, but good. What's that song for you?
I'm trying to think, man. You threw me off with that. what's her name? The lady's name. Her name is Betty Wright, but I can't think of this. I have to get back to you on the song.
So my embarrassing song is a Spice Up Your Life by Spice Girls. That's my song.
That's you know, right. my daughter recently, I'm a Barbie girl.
Yeah.
I'm a Barbie. I like to sing that with her. Yeah.
Who doesn't?
That's good, though, man.
She likes that song. Yeah.
Okay. I have a new guilty pleasure. Is that fart song by Ice Spice. I don't know why I like it. Man. I know I shouldn't like it, but I do.
So
stupid.
So that same question for you, Johnny. What was that song or album that got you hooked on hip hop? Like, what's the one that, you know, no skips?
Album? I don't know, but songs like Bala Shakala, 28 oh, Blaze, yeah, and like 3-6 Mafia, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Like that.
Nice.
Yeah,
I remember whenever that or was it a Juvenile, right?
Yeah,
I remember getting jumped in eighth grade, and that song.
Getting jumped to that song.
That song crazy. Came out. I was in eighth grade. We were in eighth grade.
When like, hang on, we got to put the song on. I got gonna beat your ass.
I got. Remember Casey Barton, motherfucker. If I see him, I'll kill him. But
he's probably already dead.
No, he's alive. He's in the Navy. No, but if I, you know, I mean, I remember that stuff. Song music comes to memories. You know, whenever you remember shit like that.
Why'd you get jumped? What'd you do?
I don't kiss dumb bitch ass sister. I don't know. Anyway, so.
There it is. There it is.
Or actually, an album would be the Carter 3.
The Carter 3?
Oh, that's a good one.
Man, which one's your favorite Carter, though? Is Carter 3 your favorite 3. Carter?
Yeah.
Mine's the original.
I like the original
Carter.
Yeah, I like all of them. It's just the Carter 3. Just
3 is the one with Fireman. No.
No, that's no. 1.
That's, huh? 1?
Yeah.
3 is the one with Miss Officer. Yeah. That whole, yeah. That one is good front to back, period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember my cousin burnt the CD for me because I didn't have money to buy a CD. So he burnt this Carter 3 for me. And then I was sitting in my living room playing Grand Theft Auto while the song's playing.
Hell yeah.
Nice. Hell. And that Guilty Pleasure song, what's that Guilty Pleasure embarrassing song?
It's really not an embarrassing song. I listen to everything, so I really don't really know.
No. What's that one where if I see it on your playlist, I'd be like, what was this doing here?
A song that you have to explain yourself for. Yeah, I was like, that's on there because...
I'd be like, I just like this song. I don't know. The song by LMA, I can't remember the name of it, though.
Was it a party rock?
No.
Or which one?
LMA, I think.
Not LMFAO.
Oh, okay.
LMA. No, not LMA, no.
Party rock!
It's a R&B singer. I can't remember her name.
Okay.
It's like one of those girl songs, but you still
just, it's always like a girl
song. Boot, yeah. Boot up.
Boot up, that's what it's called.
Oh, yeah, Johnny is boot up.
In the chat, we got bought a bootleg CD from a swap meet that had Mike Jones on a cumbia beat.
Oh, shit. Oh, those cumbia hip-hop beats?
Oh, those
were
the fucking
best
fire,
yeah. One. Put Little John on any fucking Mexican song. Yeah. That shit was fire. I remember dancing to that. We would do a little crisscross whenever that came to hit us. That was me.
Back in the mixtape days, Lil Jon and T-Pain was on like every remix back then, yeah. Right? Every single remix had one of those two on there.
T-Pain was on every song, man. I really don't think he got the flowers he deserved. No. Like
he got all the hate. He got all the hate.
Dude, yeah. And he got all the hate because he kind
of the auto-tune,
he kicked
right?
That auto-tune, right? But have you ever heard him actually sing?
He has.
He's got a resurgence
right sing.
Now.
Oh, yeah.
He can sing. But he also... With him being able to sing, that's what made him so good at auto-tune.
Yeah.
That he was able to perfect auto-tune. Because when Lil Wayne was doing it, he was doing it over rapping. It sounded okay. It was Wayne. I'm not going to say it sounded bad because I'm very biased when it comes to Lil Wayne. But it was unnecessary. There's no reason to put auto-tune while you're
rapping. Lollipop. I don't know how good it would be without it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but he was kind of singing a little bit.
Okay.
T-Pain, though, he knew how to sing, though, and he was able to, like,
yeah, because the auto-tune was going, that, yeah. It wasn't just, like, fixing it. It was, like, he was controlling the auto-tune. Yeah. You know
but everybody hated on T-Pain, but everybody used auto-tune.
I know.
Kanye, Lil Wayne. Yeah.
Usher. I mean, you hear the story about Usher whenever they were both on a plane, and the flight attendant's like, oh, hey, Usher's back there. He wants to talk to you. Yeah. Goes over there. He's like, hey, man, you kind of ruined music. And, you know, how do you feel about that whenever you hear that from Usher, you know, you're one of your idols, and you're like, well, fuck, did I? Like, did I fuck? Did I?
Nah, he was just a pioneer in a style.
T-Pain. Usher said it to T-Pain.
He was setting him up because he knew he was about to make that song.
That motherfucker. That smooth son of a bitch.
What's it called? Jay-Z tried to, you know, Death of Auto-Tune.
Yeah.
But that didn't help. That didn't work.
No. And, you know, at first I was like, yeah, fuck Auto-Tune. But I love Jay-Z. So then, but then, you know, after a while, I'm like, no, this shit's good. I like it. I'll fuck with it.
T-Pain was the only one who was able to do auto-tune, and I do it very, very well. Yeah. To the point where it wasn't, he didn't need it as a necessity. It was just that little bit of umph to make the song a little bit better.
I think it's where, just, go ahead, sorry.
Where I think someone else who couldn't sing, like a Kesha,
right.
Depended on it to make the song passable. Yeah. So,
they use it to make him better. He used it as a tool to make his own sound.
Yes, agreed. Right. That's exactly what it is.
Shout out to Kesha, though. Kesha has some hits. She has some hits.
No, she did not.
Let's talk about that.
She's an industry plant.
This song of yours.
Fucking industry plant. God damn it.
And then T-Pain, discovered it from J-Lo? Because, you know, she can't really sing. And so they use they use auto-tune to help her out. And that's how he discovered auto-tune.
Really?
And he fixed it his way.
I heard that, too.
Did y'all ever download that app, that I Am T-Pain app?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Oh, my God.
I was still trash.
You just brought back a flood of memories. Yeah.
We fucked around with that app all the time, man. That shit was fucking fun.
He had a microphone toy, too, that you could buy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I wanted to buy that toy so fucking bad. Like, it was always just fun to go around and changing your voice or having auto-tune on it. And he really did capitalize off the auto-tune.
Yeah. He owned it, for sure.
You to the point where I was T-Pain, which is a setting on GarageBand.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah. So whenever we would record people, when I used to do music back in the day, T-Pain was an actual setting for auto-tune.
Nice. Well, I think it's a product of its generation. I think in that era of music, you know, that was whenever all that auto-tune stuff started coming out. And then a little after, you know, you had everybody doing like Amigos Flow type, you know, and then I don't even know what the sound is. I don't listen to new music now because I don't know. It's all coming out so fast. I don't know what to listen to. And everything I hear, I'm like.
I want to get that to a minute. What the fuck? I've been drinking. I want to get into that in a minute. You got to ask him still, though.
What is that album that really hit hip hop for you? It was that one album.
Like I said, me and Johnny are very similar. It was the Carter 3. I remember.
I thought it was Taylor Swift.
It was. it was. But for the
fucking
sake of
Swiftie.
This podcast. Go Chiefs.
Damn.
No. That hurt. That didn't even sound right coming out of my mouth. But yeah, the Carter 3. I remember going to. It was Town Center. They had a little album store. And I remember purchasing that album. And I remember being crazy about it. I remember going on to, I forgot what the website is now. I think it was Genius, and studying every lyric and getting down on Millie. That way I could rehearse it in front of my friends without any errors. I was just so proud. That was like a huge moment in hip hop for me. It was the Carter 3. So,
man, whenever those Carter albums were dropping, it was a really big deal, man, because you wanted to be there on that Tuesday to pick up that album. Because when we worked at Best Buy, that's all we did whenever we saw what was out, you know, was really excited about some stuff.
Oh, yeah, I forgot they dropped on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Used to drop on Tuesdays. Yeah. Movies and music. And then there were times where we'd see albums we didn't like. And so I was fresh out of high school, so I would just break the CDs, you know. And we, if we broke them, we had to toss them to the back.
Oh, no.
So we couldn't sell them. So that was all me. Shout out to me. That's why 50 Cent lost that battle with Kanye whenever
you were just breaking a CD.
Yeah, I was just breaking.
That was a legendary moment in history.
It absolutely was.
I was like, wow, because it always felt like Kanye was an underdog in that time. It was like, wow, like right now, gangsta rap is in the prime of its era, and here comes this backpack kid from Chicago. How is this gonna happen? And we had an amazing I'm gonna say two amazing albums out of this era. I don't want to say that Curtis wasn't an amazing album.
It wasn't.
I enjoyed it. Yeah, I enjoyed it. But Kanye put out some history during this.
If he would have battled him like two albums before that, 50 would have crushed him.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, for sure.
So are you saying 50 wasn't in his prime of his career?
He was coming out of it.
He was coming out of it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you that.
So do y'all remember, this is for CDs, remember whenever that G-Unit album came out?
Yeah.
And
the first one. Mercy,
yeah. And they're like, hey, you get a chance to win the chain. you know, when they have that contest going on, you get a G-Unit chain. Do you think anybody ever won that? I mean, I think that was just a ploy, like, oh, let's buy that album. There was never a chain.
There was never a chain.
If they would have said, like, get a Rockefeller chain, I would have been like, yes, I'm going to open each one, and I'm going to try to get that. That was my life's goal. As a matter of fact, my first, when I saw Usher in the Confessions Tour in 04, I wanted to have a Rockefeller chain made. But, you know, the Arab guy at the, can I say that? I can't say that, can I?
I mean.
At Town Center, I wanted him to make me the chain. And he's like, yeah, I make it for you, brother. And we went back, and he's like, I got these chains for you. And they were like these fucking bootleg. What are you, fucking Rockefeller chains? These fucking chains with, like, letters on them. Like, that's not what we wanted, man. What are you doing? But those that takes me back, stuff like that.
Nice.
I don't know, man. This shit's crazy.
What was your album?
My album?
Yeah.
Black on Both Sides, Mos Def. That was the one that got me. That was the first, because I was playing Yu-Gi-Oh! And
I knew I liked it.
Hell yeah!
Let's go.
I was playing Yu-Gi-Oh with a buddy of mine, and I was like,
"We're fucking
listening
nerd."
To
I love him.
he was playing Black on Both Sides, and I was like, "Who is this?" He's like, "Oh, it's Mos Def." I'm like, "Oh fuck!" So we just listened to it all the way through, and that really got me. Really got me into hip hop. I was really listening to more like pop and rock. You know, I really didn't listen to too much rap at the time, and man, that just like turned the tables. Like for everything that I listen to,
younger me really thought that Shot Boys was true rock. I don't know if y'all remember totally the Shot Boys, but it was Party Like a Rock Star.
Oh, yeah,
I should have known better. I was a dumb, naive kid.
Oh, Tim was fucking with them like hard.
Oh, I mean, they were Pause. Really good. I just think that they may have been just a little too early for their era.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like if they would have came out more recently, they would have been more successful. Just because. Now we're in an era where hip hop is actually crossing over a little bit and getting some inspiration from the rock community.
Yeah.
And who knows where they would have been. But they made one fire song and that was it.
That's usually how it works out.
Yeah.
So Chad had a couple questions.
No, what? No,
No. No, you were
No, I wanted to finish up your little questionnaire before we go to the next thing.
Shit, sorry.
I mean, I'll tell you, Chad, do you have an album that got you into it?
Oh, sorry, I feel like a dick. I was more interested in these guys and I forgot about y'all. My bad.
No, you're good. I feel like Carter 3 is what really got me into listening to other things. However, the very first album that I listened to that I don't even know, hip-hop rap, I don't know, but Country Grammar was really what kind of like transitioned me from listening to like rock and punk and all this shit back in middle school and shit. Listen to Country Nelly. Grammar like start to finish, I'm like, this is fucking awesome, like all of it. And so I want to say that was like my gateway drug into getting into it. It wasn't my favorite, but that's what got me into it.
I was into the Houston stuff, man. So like the first time I heard Still Tippin', that like got me into it, so I started like diving. Like I was on LimeWire.
Had a Cadillac,
dude. I wanted to fucking donk so bad. I wanted to donk so bad. But I started looking into like all the Chopped and Screwed stuff, and so I started getting kind of into that, getting heavier into all that Houston stuff.
I am a sucker for Chopped and Screwed, even to this day. Like, there's this DJ on YouTube. I have no idea who he is, and I forgot his name, but I just know him by his little his icon. He chops and screws music. Like coming out now, which is more enjoyable to me. I feel like it's more digestible. And he does a lot of Chopped and Screwed with Drake, which I feel is a great combination.
You're gonna have to tell me who that. Find out who that DJ is. Let me know, because I love to get back into it. Right, but so I was like listening to a lot of the Houston stuff, and then I was listening to all the Chopped and Screwed stuff, all the remixes they were doing. That kind of got me into it, and then the first hip hop album that I listened to like front to back, it was actually the first record I ever bought, which I've brought up on this podcast before. Was Good Kid, Mad City.
Oh, fuck.
That was the first vinyl.
Chef's Kiss.
I never bought.
He was late.
I thought you were about to say an older album. I don't know why. I thought you.
No. That was the first. So that was the first record I ever bought. It was starting to get into vinyl, and so I bought that one, and that was one like I liked Kendrick, and I knew like a couple of the songs on there, but I hadn't listened to everything. But I was like, it's gonna be good. So if I buy an album, if I'm buying vinyl, I'm buying something, I'm going to listen to the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
And so I was really meticulous, bought that one, put it on. I was like,
that's a fucking classic, man.
It's fucking cool. It's so good.
It's like classic. Story fucking written perfectly, man. Good Kid is like my favorite track on that. I can
that that album, I think, got me like more into hip hop, and then I started getting some like the weirder stuff. I love Tyler the Creator, Earl Sweatshirt.
Yeah.
And then I started getting into like all like Suicide Boys, stuff like that. Just getting into that kind of like trap rap. Yeah.
Nice. Good Kid, Mad City is a cult classic to the point where it almost ran Johnny off of social media. Because I think you had it like number 4 on your list or something. I still remember. This is so fucking crazy. People are so.
I mean, those lists are all subjective.
Yeah, know? They it's, are. Yeah, we our, like what we like. Our
opinions at the time. Yeah.
But they were then they ripped Johnny a new one. I was like,
Mr. Morale and Big Steppers is number 1, but it hit me more personally. That's why I made it number 1.
One of the comments that I saw was like, and they make a rap a music podcast. Yeah. He's like. What'd they say? That you should never.
I forgot what they
said. On YouTube? And people talking shit?
It was on TikTok.
Was it on TikTok? I think it was on TikTok. They said, were saying some crazy shit. But, like, it's all Kendrick Lamar. Like, yeah. I think it's where you are in your life where you're subject to, like, what you like.
I think it was To Pimp a Butterfly. That's what the one that they were.
Yeah, they were really upset.
That one didn't hit me. Like, it didn't hit me. Like, I like that album, right? But it wasn't one of those things I was like. It wasn't for me. It wasn't meant for me. Is what I mean. Like it's a good album, but it was not meant to speak to me.
But that's what I meant. It's like it's a cult classic. Like for some reason, people get upset that you didn't get it or it wasn't meant for you.
No, like, I mean I got it. I got it just fine. But like what he was saying, like I needed to hear it, right? But it wasn't like I'm not the target audience for that song for that album, right?
I feel like we were spoiled whenever To Pimp a Butterfly came out because that was around the same time 2014.
Four Seasons Drive
came out.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And so, like, another... I mean, it's hard to not skip a song on an album, which both of those albums for me also.
No
like
skippers?
2014, No Skippers. Good Kid, Mad City was another No Skipper. But, I mean, it kind of, like, made that race of who's better. Who's the better
MC. It definitely put them in the top 3.
Yeah.
For sure. Of current generations.
Yeah. But, you know, it's kind of like it's hard to pick because you can pick either camp. I don't think you're going to pick wrong in that sense. I think that, you know, it's in the era we're in right now, I think that's some of the best albums that have been coming out in the past 10 years. It's been 10 years. Mm-hmm. It's been 10 years. It's been 10 years since those two albums.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
I keep on going back and forth from J. Cole to Kendrick. I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, all right, J. Cole's number 1 to me. Oh, never mind. Kendrick's number 1 to me. So, I don't know.
I've really thought about this over time. I think J. Cole is just a hair above Kendrick to me. And that hurts saying it out loud, but
he's more consistent.
He's more consistent
than Kendrick does.
Yeah.
I think he's doing more in hip hop, J. Cole is right now, because he's doing a lot of stuff with Dreamville. You know, he's coming out with those festivals. I think he's just being featured on more tracks, and I'm sure more people would love to have Kendrick on their albums, but it's kind of like, you know, maybe 10 years ago whenever you had an Andre 3000 feature, and it was just like something special that you got to listen to. I think now we're getting more of J. Cole when back in the day, maybe five years ago, we weren't getting a lot, and I think that we're getting a lot of that now, and I love it, and it's making music better, but the competition of it all makes it, like, the conversations make it worth it for these artists.
That's what I was looking forward to after when Kendrick Lamar dropped Control, that we would get a lot more from those two. And I was just kind of upset with J. Cole because he mentioned it in a song. Yeah. Which was kind of gangster a little bit because it was like, I'm not really worried about this. But it's like, I wanted to hear so much more from a J. Cole. But to the point where it's like, now I just want to hear a collaboration between J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar.
Black Friday, man, you can't.
Like, I'm still waiting on Black Friday.
It's
it didn't happen this February, obviously. So
those two songs that they had on YouTube, where you were like, and whenever I first heard it, I'm like, oh fuck, something's gonna happen, something's coming out, and nothing came out, and it was just really fucking depressing to see. Yeah. But
I don't know if they did that to put us on edge, or if something was really in the works, and nothing came out of it. No one, I haven't heard any stories or anybody in the camp say that this happened or that happened. It's just two people who are like, let's just fuck with the entire crowd for the rest of the year.
Well, I'm curious to see what Kendrick's going to do now because he's not with Top Dog anymore. So I'm curious to see what's next. You know,
I think it's an album somewhere.
You think so?
Yeah.
Because I mean, that website has been that PG Lang has been that website's been out for a while, and I'm curious, man, because I don't know if his sound's going to change. I think his sound's kind of like been changing with each other album, every other album, kind of like with Kanye. Yeah. Kanye from College Dropout all the way to now, it's just been an evolution of sound. It's just like he's upping the game. I didn't listen to Vultures, so I you know, I got to give it a listen. What are y'all thoughts on that album?
It's a cool album.
I like it. It took a while for me to digest it. I'm going to be honest with you. It wasn't like an immediate love.
I think I'm still digesting it, but it's cool. I think Kanye West don't care about making nothing like Graduation.
Yeah. I think
that's done and gone.
Yeah, oh, for sure. I think what I like about music is that eventually I'll hear the stories tied to the making of the album, which gives me a better an appreciation. Like I heard there's one song on Vultures that he tried to sample Iron Man from Ozzy Osbourne. Was it Iron Man?
It was, oh man, it wasn't Iron Man, but it,
what was it?
Now I can't remember which one it is. But,
one of the Ozzy Osbourne songs.
But yeah, that whole story, man.
So he ended up making his own kind of similar sounding thing and then sampled that instead of sampling Iron Man so he wouldn't get sued.
He did the same thing with the All Falls Down. That was Through the Wire.
Oh, with
Chaka Khan. And then he got another singer to sing it.
But it's like little things like that make you appreciate the song a little bit more. That's what I'm saying. Like right now you're just listening to him fresh. There's nothing tied to it yet. That's just me. That's the way I divulge music, because I've been very wrong about first impressions when it comes to music, listening to music. I don't know if everybody's the same way. I think I'm just that secluded. I think a little bit of that is because I used to do music, so I get to hear a lot of the bullshit at the very beginning that I'm so familiar to.
It was Iron Man,
Was it Iron Man?
I just looked it up on there.
I mean, to your point, I was like that with My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. Like, I text Chad as soon as I heard it.
Which is like a classic to me now. That's why I'm so crazy. It's crazy because back then when it first came out, it was so, I think it was even hated on. Like,
it
was
like, I didn't like it.
Really he hated it. I kept listening to it, and I was like, give it another listen. And we both were like forcing each other to keep listening to it. We both fucking loved it. I feel like Vultures is more like that album than any other album to me.
That's how I felt.
Okay, good. Because I'm listening to some of this stuff, and I'm hearing some of the beats and stuff. I'm like, I'm getting vibes. It's bringing me back to that. And I'm like, I don't hate it. Like, I didn't love it the first time, and I started listening to it more and more. I actually like it. And I haven't liked any Kanye shit in a very long time.
Really?
And I like Vultures, though. Dude,
I'm not a Kanye fan at all.
No.
I like two songs.
What two songs?
Good Morning and Can't Tell Me Nothing. That's like two songs. That's it.
Good Morning is literally him just saying good morning.
I know.
But that wakes you up. Everyone had that as their ring, like their alarm clock, right? In the morning.
Best music video of all time.
I have never gotten into the Kanye life. Really? I mean, I think that he is despite his like.
And he said,
crazy,
Can't Tell Me Nothing? Is that the other one? Okay.
Despite his craziness, right? Let's put that aside. I think he is a very brilliant individual when it comes to compilation and all that stuff. I just don't care for it. I don't care for his rapping. I don't care for his sound.
So I said that was my first album I've liked from him in a long time, and you're like, really? What is the last one that you? I mean, like, did you like Donda and all the other ones?
I did like Donda.
You did?
Yeah, I did like Donda.
Aramis, would you? I mean, I don't want to shake your head.
Let me.
It might have had songs on it.
Donda was hard to listen to because I think. Was Donda the one that we had to buy a special?
The little no, music
was Donda
maker.
Too. Yeah, I just got the
was Donda too. It was Donda, or was it Donda too?
I think it was two.
Donda two. You had to have like a special gadget or whatever.
It was like a $200 thing.
Which that shit was fucking unique as fuck.
Yeah. I'm very surprised that technology died like that. You don't ever hear about it. Like getting to separate the drums, getting to separate the vocals. Like
it's wild.
Yeah, like. That is unappreciated.
Like, it'll be in 10 years. It'll be like,
oh yeah, it's gonna be coveted. It's like, oh shit, I need one of those.
But what'd you think about like Donda or like the? Anything?
It's good because it's Kanye, so the production's gonna be always awesome. But it didn't connect to me like that, like his first albums. Yeah. Or something like that.
So
yeah.
What was that last album for Kanye that kind of just changed it to where like I'll listen to it later?
Do you like Ye?
I was gonna say the what was the one when it's clear?
That was
clear.
That was the Jesus? No,
the
Jesus.
One with Skinhead on it?
Jesus?
Yeah, but, but later on I learned to respect the album. Yeah. So
that was a while ago.
I probably done the, Pablo, was it?
Yeah, the orange one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that album is good.
What do you think about Ye?
I didn't like Ye.
No.
Really?
At all.
I bought that vinyl open for it.
It is song. It really? Might be two of songs I like on there. I can't remember off the top of my head, but I'm not a fan. Yeah. Ye.
Coming in through the chat, Chameleonaire's Good Morning's greater than Kanye.
I have not heard Chameleonaire's Good Morning.
I haven't either.
Me either.
No, I'm going to have to check that out. Now I'm very interested in that one. Chameleonaire is really, really... I feel like he gets his flowers here in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how...
Where I said that is definitely a Chameleonaire fan.
No, I got to go check that out, man. Chameleonaire kills shit. Chameleonaire kills shit. And he's doing very well for himself these days.
Oh, yeah. Isn't he doing that... I saw Smooth Vega posted a music festival happening here
in Dallas.
Shout
out to Smooth Vega.
Yeah, shout out to the homie. He's doing a lot of big things. He's one of the... he's the only Mexican podcaster that's going to be a part of the little podcast. I need to go back and look because he just announced it today. But I think Chameleonaire is performing here.
I know Lil Wayne's going to be on it.
Lil Wayne's going to be on it. Darrow's going to be on it.
Which we've seen.
We've seen Darrow for
Lou Charles.
Lou Palooza. We've seen him with Lou Palooza. I don't know. My girlfriend texted me asking if I fed everybody. Sorry.
Thinking about the pets again.
She's like, Javier Hernandez. She just texted me, Javier Hernandez. I'm like,
you're in trouble when you're using the last name.
God damn, girl, chill out. Where were we? I'm sorry, man. My mind.
Who's all on the bill?
It's going to be a good bill. Yeah. But do you see that Lovers and Friends line up though?
Vegas? Here we go again.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's amazing.
Seen it.
It's like a bunch of fucking like. Think of any old school throwback Usher,
like early 2000s.
Trina, Lil Kim, I'm sure.
It's Jennifer probably Lopez. Like the same because I think I see
Ja Rule.
Yes, Ja Rule's going to be there.
Ashanti.
Yes.
Yeah, Ashanti.
Was Ja Rule the one that was involved with Firefest?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
How is he recovering from that shit? I mean,
you know, I mean, ask 50 Cent. Yeah. I don't know. He bought all the fucking shit. Some of the fucking most petty shit you can do.
He bought his first two rows of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking... That's
I love how petty they are, man.
Yeah, it's good, though. I think it's healthy to have something like that. Petty beef like that. Not like that shit back in the day used to be fucking people dying. Even now, man, people are fucking... Rappers are fucking dying like crazy.
They're dying again.
Lovers are dying again.
Lovers and Friends. That's not fucked up, but they're dying again.
Lovers and Friends, real quick. So we got Janet Jackson, Alicia Keys, Mary J. Blige.
Janet Jackson?
Lil Wayne, Snoop Dogg, Gwen Stefani, Backstreet Boys, Usher, Nas, Ludacris, Nelly, Akon, Neo, Ja Rule, Ashanti, T-Pain, TLC, Sierra, Nelly Furtado. So both Nellies. MIA, and then so that's the top, and then you get down into the fine print, and you got E-40, Timbaland, Brandy, Keisha Cole, Robin Thicke, 98 Degrees, Jeezy, Fat Joe, T.I., E-40. I mean, even on the bottom line,
those are still legends. J. Cole, I mean,
Jay Holiday, Jay Quan, Lil Flip, I mean, Mims, Flip. Plies,
Mims.
This is damn, hot.
He brought back Mims.
It's like everything from the early 2000s is going to be at this music festival.
Is Chingy going to be there?
That's the only way that I'm going to go. I would go to that as if Chingy.
I just want
to
hear him sing one call.
No one else on that. No one else on that list matters to me.
Fucking Chingy, baby.
Give me Chingy. No, I'm coming. Chingy. I'm coming over.
But
there.
Paul Wall, so you'll be there.
Yeah, anyway. I'll be there for Paul Wall.
Juvenile, Twista.
Damn,
Lloyd, I'll be there for Twista. Juvenile.
Okay. This has to be like a 12-hour event. There's no fucking way.
It's
a weekend. It's like Woodstock or something.
Yeah.
Genuine, Lupe, Too Short, Twista.
Oh yeah, you like that smooth shit. You like that. My whole life is changed.
Yeah,
that's the fucking jam. That always got me going.
All right, so in my mind, that was my favorite time for rap and hip hop and R&B, all that shit. It was from like 2000 to 2010.
Agreed.
Ish, right? I feel like some of the best music came out in that time. And I feel like my parents would probably say the same shit from that time in their life too, right? Yeah. So what I want to know from y'all. That you completely everything about hip hop and rap way more than I do, surely, right? So what do you think about current music, where we are right now in our generation of music? Are you still listening to old shit? Are you listening to anything new?
I listen to new and old.
Yeah, Amos is really good at listening to the new stuff.
Yeah, same here.
I'm not. A lot of that also, I've read an article that's saying the more older you get, it's harder. It's kind of an uphill battle for you to like newer music. But also, I attribute that to a lot of the newer music that's becoming mainstream is really because of the popularity contest. Back then, to get on the radio, you would have to actually have some kind of talent. It wasn't just money buying everything. Now it's like you see like the most popular people making songs now. Like it's hard to focus on the mainstream. But I do think like when it comes to being more lyrical, like the lyrical people are not getting a spotlight put on them, but they're just as good, if not a little bit better than past lyricists, because obviously they learned from lyricists before them. But it's harder to get in touch with a lot of the newer music.
So who's good now? Who should we be listening to that I'm not listening to?
Anybody? Davies.
Who?
Davies.
Yeah. Is Davies considered new?
Well, I mean, Davies has been around for like 5 years.
Yeah, he's been around for like.
I've really listened to Davies.
Fairly Davies good. Is really good. Benny the Butcher.
Yeah, Benny, oh, yeah. Benny the Butcher. Griselda. Yeah. Anybody from Griselda?
Yeah.
Who else? What captures you though about that? Because like for me, the beat's good for like a good 30 seconds, then I'm hooked. Like that's gotta get me.
I like beats, but I'm more so focused on lyrics and bars. Like that captures me. Yeah. I mean, like with the new stuff, it's more so of a feeling, like how I'm feeling too. Like I might want to listen to like Lil Uzi or Future or something like that, depending on how I feel, which is more focused on the feeling and not the lyrics.
Yeah. But
okay. What was the artist you sent me today? It's like Ray something.
Ray Charles is not new.
No, Ray Charles, yeah. I can't remember the dude's name. Sorry, but he's Johnny. Like very. Is that the blind lyrical guy?
Ray J.
No, but I send random new stuff to
Ray J.
Like I started wrong, getting into that Mexican OT.
Oh, yeah. I love Mexican.
And like Big X the Plug. Those two, like I just to me, it's
Texan.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
And I get that Houston influence in there, and it just brings me back. That gives me that nostalgia.
Sway, that Sway freestyle he did. That was pretty fucking fire.
Who was that? Mexican OT?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was pretty damn good. He's taking me by surprise. At first, I was like, I don't like him.
Fucking rolling R's on things that don't even have R's.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
That's a talent.
Dude, it is. It's so good.
I don't know how to say this dude's name. It's Ray V A U G H N.
Ray Vaughn?
Yeah,
Stevie Ray Vaughn.
He's like very lyrical. He's been on like those radio shows where they do the freestyles, and he's like really good at that.
Hmm.
I think those are really fun for new artists. The thing I miss, I don't know if they still do it because I hadn't checked to see if they still do it. The fucking BET ciphers, do they still do that?
I don't know. I haven't watched BET.
I haven't looked for BET. I'm not.
They probably do, but
it was so funny that they were comparing one of the newer BETs, which maybe they do then, but it was like it was more focused on this new rapper. I don't even know who it is, but they were more focused on his dance moves than they were his lyricism. I was like, man, what is going on? But that's what I'm saying. Like, it's the mainstream now. Is like, I don't know where they're finding these guys.
Oh yeah, it's not through the music. Kevin Durant.
Oh fuck yeah, I heard that.
Oh yeah,
Kevin Durant. Yeah.
Yo, who said that? He's like, man, maybe he needs to stop playing basketball and just start.
I think that was me.
He was tripping on that.
I was like, hey, he had a career. I mean, come on, let's go, let's see where this music takes him.
As soon as you said it was Kevin Durant, I was like, the fuck, is that fucking KD doing that shit?
Yeah. Watching the video, I don't feel like his voice matches his like face. Right? Is it just me?
I mean, he was in rapper mode, I guess.
I don't know.
Yeah, because you kind of changes the awful little bit when you're rapping.
I get that. I you watch the video and you're like, that just doesn't look like it matches.
I mean, y'all can go back to y'all's episode 3 episodes ago. I think y'all talked about Kobe and Shaq, that whenever they were
whenever they try to make their music.
Yeah.
Dude, Shaq's
Shaq's pretty good.
What Shaq's got going on right now is with his what is it, house music, or not house music, the dubstep and stuff that he's doing, whatever.
Oh, DJ. DJing?
Yeah, his DJing stuff. His DJ sets are pretty good. And then he dropped that, it wasn't his whole album, but it was just like a feature where he's in that truck rapping.
Oh, yeah.
We played that on the podcast.
Was that the 18-wheeler?
Yeah.
18-wheeler? Uh-huh. Yeah.
I was like, man.
I got to give credit to Shaq. I don't know if he has writers or not. He obviously has the money to do so.
Did he win a Grammy? Oh, am I tripping?
What? I think you might.
Shaq ain't win a Grammy?
I don't think
I'm not
so.
Sure.
I got to Google that.
If Shaq wins a Grammy, man,
that's crazy.
Maybe I'm wrong. Because he had like a big album in the 90s type shit. I don't remember what it was.
Was it on the soundtrack of Shazam? Kazam.
Kazam.
Kazam. He was in that movie Kazam.
Shazam was with
He got a nomination. He did not win. Oh, okay. But he got a nomination for...
Was Sinbad? Cause that...
Is that... Was that...
For the song Stomp.
Was that not Sinbad?
Stomp.
Yeah. That's a Mandela effect. There was no Sinbad movie.
No, I remember watching it.
I do too.
What? No.
But they say that that's a Mandela effect and there was never one. No. Just like the cornucopia, whatever, in the Fruit of the Loom.
I've heard that.
Which
someone
found an old shirt
on a black t-shirt. Yeah, uh-huh. Yep, they found that cornucopia.
There was a cornucopia.
There was.
Yeah.
They've got this whole thing. Dude, you get down to the conspiracy of that.
Did you hear the new conspiracy about that?
That the government's trying to
see how far they can go and see if they can actually alter some things.
Uh huh.
Yeah. I swear that was Sinbad. I remember watching.
I do too.
I remember watching.
But why would you pick that movie? Like, why would you pick that movie to be like
was Shaq?
But I'm talking about the Sinbad movie. Was that. Yeah, there was one that was like Shazam or whatever.
Kazam.
Which one was the Sinbad one?
That was Kazam.
Kazam, yeah.
No, Kazam was Shaq.
I don't remember the Sinbad one.
Was Shaq?
Hang on. Yeah, I don't remember the Sinbad
there
one.
There was a Shaq movie, too.
It was Shaq. I don't remember Sinbad.
I remember both of them.
I remember the Shaq one, Kazam.
Same. Shaq didn't Kazam. Make no
Kazam. 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 Shaq right. Kazam.
It was Shazam is the one that people say is Sinbad.
But Shazam is the Marvel thing, isn't it?
And then
DC.
Kazam.
Superhero.
Kazam is Shaq.
God damn.
So there's two of them?
Yeah.
That's confusing as fuck.
But, I mean, it makes sense, though, because you have all those stupid movies that come out that are like, you hear about one because it got the bigger budget or whatever, and they've got two movies that are exactly the same that come out.
There the was Sinbad like, one was never real.
No, it's real, man.
No.
I remember watching it.
Yeah,
I don't remember the Sinbad it. One.
No, I never...
First Kid.
Yeah, first. I was about to say.
First Kid.
I was like, I seen First Kid.
Sinbad.
Or House Guest.
Yeah.
No, I remember.
Shazam.
I'm with you guys.
I remember watching it.
Like, yeah. It's a Mandela effect.
On VHS.
And so I'm telling you what they did. The government's just trying to fuck us, man.
My mom my mom has all the copies of VHS. I'm going to go looking through that shit.
Yeah, Shazam.
I swear to God, I'm going to find it.
You're going
to
find it.
It's deja vu right now.
And it might not even be... Did your mom record movies off the TV?
No.
Oh, my mom did. Because we didn't have the money to get movies. She was over there, and man, if it was a good one, she'd actually pause between the commercials. So it'd be like one it was like one seamless movie. Yeah. No, I swear, you'll find it. It's real. The internet's going to... Don't Google it, man. They've watched
is
that.
It like, is it the same character? No. Like, it's like
he's a genie. Yeah. He's like a...
Sinbad is a genie.
Sinbad's a genie.
I don't believe that.
Nah, that's some bullshit.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
I saw it.
I saw it. Yeah, me too.
I remember
y'all
Shaq
mixing up
that,
Shaq with...
No, that, no, that introduced me to Sinbad. As a kid, that introduced me to Sinbad.
Wasn't it a pair of big shoes? Big fucking Shaq shoes? In that Shazam, Kazam?
In Kazam.
Yeah, in Kazam. Yeah.
It's all confusing as fuck. And I remember that movie because that kid from...
And Shaq raps in that movie.
The kid from Bronx what? Tale was in that movie.
Yeah. Shaq
that's
raps.
How I remember that. Well,
like, that's the whole thing where like he rubs a shoe, whatever,
and he's like, "Oh, it's me!"
And he does this whole rap thing, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, they got some Reeboks called Kazams, I think. Yeah, Kamikaze. Never mind.
Hold on, bro.
No, I got some Shaq attacks.
Oh yeah. I used to love those. I don't even have a pair. I don't even have a pair.
About the Street Fighter edition.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I see those.
Nice ass.
Anyways, so let me talk about, since we're talking about music, let me talk about the one artist that you would love to meet if you ever had the chance to meet him. I'll go first.
Shut up.
I've met Kanye
I'll
West.
I'll mute your ass real quick.
Nobody cares about that.
Right. Let's hear about that. Who you would want to meet.
Dead or alive.
I swear, if you say Pac, I'm jumping over this table.
I was about to say Pac. And then I'm going to say Frankie Lyman.
Okay. Okay, yeah, they had that movie about him,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Why Do Fools Fall in Love.
Yeah, Why Do Fools Fall in Love. Okay. Yeah. That's a good one.
Mine's just J. Cole.
We talking about hip-hop artists, right?
And you know what? It could be any artist. If you're for you.
No, stick with hip-hop.
Okay, hip-hop. Okay.
I feel like I can hang out with J. Cole. That's,
you think so?
Yeah.
You're just going to shoot basketball? You can shoot around, you know?
I'm just saying talking-wise. I don't know. Mate, I can probably shoot around.
I mean, I'm sure he would like to. He played professionally in Africa, right? He played pro.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah.
For like, what, two seasons?
Games? Nah, he played a whole season, I think.
Yeah, he
did
played
he?
Season, yeah. He said he wasn't the best one out there, but he was good.
Hey, it's good. I mean, better than me.
You play a season, yeah.
That's right. How about you, Jay?
I never thought of this. That's a hard question. That is a hard question.
Ice Spice?
It's like, you dance in front of me, please. Miss Spice. Man, she's fine.
Old Spice.
Old Spice. Yeah. Give me Old Spice. Shit, man. I would want to hang out with shit. You know who I think would be a pretty cool person to hang out with would probably be Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
We have the Green Bay Packers in common. We're both Green Bay Packer fans.
Trash.
Okay. How are your Cowboys doing?
Oh, man. God, come on, man.
How many rings have we got?
Shit.
I just want y'all to remember why y'all didn't go any
longest
further.
How many rings y'all got?
Yeah, right? We got them 5 rings.
I don't even think you were alive when y'all got the last ring.
I was.
Oh, that's right. 90s.
Every year.
No, he just seemed like a pretty cool person to talk to. I've seen him in interviews, and he's just so down to earth.
Yeah.
I don't know if he'd be my first one, but just off the top of the head, that's what I'm going to say is Wayne.
Okay. Chad?
I still want to sit down and have a conversation with Shaq. And he, you know, musician, basketball player, whatever, it doesn't fucking matter. I want to hang out with Shaq a little bit. You know what I mean? So that.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same for me, but I'm going to do a different one.
Yeah, good for you.
ODB.
Okay.
Old Dirty Bastard.
And what got me on that was that episode of MTV Cribs that he was on. He went and cashed a fucking, what was it? The
welfare check?
The welfare check, yeah. He went and cashed a welfare check. He was scamming welfare.
What the
fuck?
Now remember that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's great.
I want to hear about that last day he was alive, because he did all this fucking crazy shit, you know, and then he died. He did all these fucking drugs, went around the city, and then he just fucking died. It's fucking crazy.
That didn't sound like that crazy. It just sounds like
true.
A lot of people do exactly that.
To me,
die.
The normal man, but to him, the legend, I mean, it'd be like, yo, man, you fucking went out like that. You went out like a G, but you're dead now, so we can't, you know. Here's these flowers.
Who's your musician?
Who's my musician? I mean, I've already met Kanye, okay. And I've already met Donald Glover.
Matt. So I seen your shoe. Well, he signed a white 350, correct?
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah.
How was he, by the way?
No, he was.
Okay. Damn it.
So,
fucking
so
assholes.
He wasn't, people, whenever people look at the picture of us together, he's like, like this.
But he's like that in every fucking picture.
But there was kids there. He had a great conversation. Chad, shut the fuck.
We're just gonna go. Like, y'all.
Fuck you. But he was having conversations with the kids, man. He signed everything that everyone brought. There was only 10 of us out there. And so, you know, he was chill, down to earth.
I've met Mike Jones before.
You did?
Yeah. Got to do a
who?
Mike Jones.
Who?
How was he?
Dude, it was so fucking crazy, because okay, so like we used to do this little rap click, and shout outs to all old homies, but we used to call ourselves Killing Y'all Click, KYC, and the owners of that made a song with Mike Jones. So they said Mike Jones is coming, we're gonna do the music video. I said Mike Jones is coming, oh my god. So when Mike Jones got out the car, he looked, I couldn't even recognize him. He had lost so much fucking weight. I have never seen a skinny version of Mike Jones. This is after he lost all the weight. So this was like after the...
I can't think of him without all that weight.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. And
he started doing R&B.
Now, now that that music video is deleted off YouTube. So, but I remember it was called Gangsta Holiday. And it was so crazy, because he was so relatable to us, like to a point where you would have thought, all right, Mike Jones, crazy fame, he got a lot of money, he's gonna bring this whole studio. He literally brought a fucking a light from the ceiling, light, like one of those big old ceiling lights, and just a camera, the camcorder cameras to record the music video. So minimum. Like I was like I didn't even recognize him, but until he started talking, he started doing this thing in front of the camera, I was like, yeah, that's Mike Jones. And I was so like, we were so crazy. I remember being in the back of that music video, and we were dabbing up Mike Jones and giving each other hugs, and we were sitting there, everybody was smoking their blunts, and it was just a crazy experience. Chilling with someone who I used to listen to like crazy, still tipping on Fofos and stuff like that.
What did he say to y'all that he wanted y'all to say?
Oh, yeah, he came up with a new saying, and I was like, no one's going to say that, Mike Jones. But he's like, it's no longer Mike Jones. Who? It's going to be, where's Mike Jones? I'm like, that's not going nowhere. That's not gonna work. And it didn't go nowhere because nobody heard about it.
It's too late.
He tried to come up with a new thing. I guess he was trying to stay underground, and that's what his new motto was going to be. Instead of who? Mike Jones. They just said, where's Mike Jones? So, but it was cool to hang out with him, and I didn't partake in any of the drugs.
Of course but not.
Straightless child I was.
Of course not.
No, I think I was like 16 or so, whatever. But I was, you know what I mean? I still enjoyed that moment.
How long did you ride that high for, though? Like, whenever you left, you're like, fuck, did that happen? Like, you know.
Dude, it didn't stop settling in. It didn't settle into like a week after. Like, dude, that was fucking my dome.
I made Kanye laugh whenever I was. Before I was like, you know what? I'm going to play it cool. I'm going to play it real cool. I'm not going to fangirl. I'm not going to freak out. And I was like, I met Kanye West. I'm never going to fail. You know, and he laughed at that. I don't know if he thought I was stupid.
Yeah, he thought you were
like,
stupid.
He did one of those whole like.
I got a compliment from Joe Budden before. I've never let that die before.
He's like, hey, nice penis. I'm like, oh, Joe. Joe, chill out, man.
Joe or R. Kelly? I don't
know. Okay. So I remember I used to cut hair in the day a lot more. So I faded up a homeboy who was going to the Joe Budden show here in Dallas. Shout out to my boy Sean. Y'all remember Sean? I would fade him up, and he had meet and greet tickets for the Joe Budden podcast. And he was waiting in line to get his picture taken and sit down with him for, I guess, a minute or whatever they do. And he called me. I remember getting the call from my boy Sean. He was like, man, you ain't going to believe this. You ain't going to believe this. I'm like, what happened? He's like, you know, I told you I was with I was going to do a meet and greet with Joe Budden. He's like, yeah. I told him, yeah. And he's like, the second he saw me, he's like, whoever your barber is, man, he hooked you the fuck up. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, is that a direct quote? Can I put that on my Instagram? Like, compliments from Joe Budden. But I was so hyped. So
hell yeah.
Yeah, I know what that's like, even though I wasn't there to get my compliment. But,
hey, man. Still happened.
Yeah. So I'm in the industry. You know what I'm saying?
Nice. All right. So what do y'all's wish for music? What's y'all's wish for hip-hop?
Like, J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar album.
Yeah.
And what do you expect for the future of hip hop? Like, what's next? What's going to happen? Like, is there going to be a new trend? Y'all think it's going to pop off of it?
I'm hoping the trends die. If you learn from music, it's not just a hip hop thing. Music kind of becomes a history thing. They just repeat each other. Those trends seem to come back, and I think the trendy shit I'm hoping it will eventually die off, and then people start paying attention to lyricism once more. And I really do think that true hip-hop is going to come back. But at the same time, I'm looking at kind of hints of hip-hop actually dying and becoming something new. Well, not dying, but branching off and becoming something new. We're seeing versions of hip-hop mixed with house, hip-hop mixed with trap, hip-hop mm-hmm. mixed with rock. We're seeing different versions of music that we just categorize into hip-hop, but they're truly not true hip-hop. So I'm just hoping some of that nostalgic stuff from the 90s, the true lyricism of it all comes back.
Hear, hear.
I'm going to let y'all answer now.
I don't have an answer for that.
No?
I just
these guys do podcasts, by the way.
I like to see more people, like for people from different countries to keep making rap songs, because I think that that grows the rap scene.
I like to see more, like, you know, it was probably like 10 years ago when I first heard about Skepta. And I love that style of hip hop, you know, the British type. I don't know what they call it. I don't know what kind of.
I don't know
what
drill.
It's like drill. Yeah, they mostly make a lot of drill music. Yeah,
but I'm a big fan, and I want to see more over here. I would love for sounds coming from other places, and even other countries. If I don't understand, like, what was that French song that you had?
Yame.
Yeah. So that one, I mean, having seen it on Instagram or TikTok. You know, I never really heard that song before, and then you talked about it, and I'm like, let me give it a listen.
Have you heard Worldwide Choppers?
No.
Oh, listen to that. It's all the fast rappers from all different countries. Mm. So, like, Tech N9ne is, like, from the U.S., and then Twista, and then it's, like, all the other people from other countries.
Damn.
Like, I mean, I think now we're in a time and age where things can be easily grasped. Like, you can get on YouTube and find another artist. I want more of that. I've feel like I've been shut off. Like, I've listened to, like, rap from like Japan and India, and now to hear something from France and get back to, like, I guess it's drill, but I mean I want more of that.
Yeah,
so that's what I feel, that's what I want. I would like that for hip-hop. And more shit that I want to, like newer stuff that I can listen to now. Because I kind of feel like out of touch, because you said once that your tastes change, or they don't change after like, what, 30 years?
It's not that your tastes change. It's just it's harder for your brain to come to a liking.
Yeah.
So listening to new music comes like, it's like an uphill battle, really.
So I think I would like to like be more like open on new stuff. That's what I kind of want.
You know also. What I miss in hip hop? Is when other rappers used to get on other people's beats and just...
Like mixtapes.
Yeah. I think that's what I miss, is the mixtapes.
Bring back Dat Piff. I mean, it's still available. But
is it? God damn.
Is it? Yeah.
You can't even use it, though.
No?
Yeah, you can't use it anymore.
God damn it.
There's no Spinrilla, none of that.
It's like you type in... Oh, that's one I forgot about. Like on your computer, and it just shows like some random like text, and that's it.
Damn.
You got to get on SoundCloud now to get all those songs. Yeah.
Back then, you could flex on someone else's beat and then just to do it. Like, you weren't looking for a hit. You're not looking to get on the radio or do anything crazy. Like, now, just, like, be Instagram, TikTok famous, whatever. You were just trying to show what you're able to do. Like, thinking about, like, Lil Wayne's...
Dedication.
The Drought.
Oh.
All his mixtapes.
Is that the one where
all the mixtapes.
Sky's Limit.
Yeah, the Drought.
Oh man, Sky's Limit was
No Ceilings is what I'm thinking of, like off the top of my head. What beat was that? Swag Surfing, was that it or no?
Swag and Surf.
That is on No Ceilings.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, just because you're right, that shit doesn't happen anymore, like at all.
Mm-hmm. Last person to do it was Joyner, but no one really is looking for Joyner.
Forgot about Joyner.
Yeah. Joyner, he did 21 Savage, 21. He's been doing that a lot. That's what I'm saying. Like, I missed that. I wish I had got that from somebody else. But, like, Joyner's been doing that just kind of... it's not like he's been promoting it. It's just, like, under the table kind of shit.
What was that?
I don't know.
Oh, man. Okay, well, you know, we're coming near the end of the episode.
Gross.
So, let me ask one more thing. Music scene in Fort Worth. Like, have y'all been to a lot of local... hip-hop shows, anything like that?
I can't say that I haven't. But that's just because of life. I work nights. It's harder for me to get away. I truly have to make time to get away. But I've been enjoying what I've been seeing lately. Like, we have so much talent in our own backyard. It's fucking insane.
Yep.
I'm supporting from a distance. I really wish I could be at more shows. But being a husband, being a father, and being a full-time worker is just like, I don't find the time to do it. So, Johnny tries.
I don't try to go out, but I do support like a lot of the artists. I try to like find new artists that are from like locally, and then I try to like, you know, promote them. I promote on the Instagram, or I might promote them on the podcast.
On the group chat, Africa Stop HIV AIDS Virus says Africa Stop AIDS.
Perfect. Yes. That's good to what shout out. Heck? Thanks, Javier.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
What?
That was weird.
I don't know. People sometimes get in these live streams, and you never know what they're gonna say.
That's YouTube.
I don't know random. If that was an inside joke or not.
No, definitely not.
Kind of weird. Where can people find y'all?
Well, they can find us on Instagram. They can find us on TikTok, Facebook, YouTube.
Subscribe to our YouTube.
I believe that's it. Really.
Yeah, but like,
how about y'all's personal?
Oh yeah, my IG is Aramis_Scott.
For Johnny G, and then Everything Rap Podcast.
J_ Workaholic. You can find me on Instagram. I'm only on Instagram.
And when's Workaholics coming back?
Sometime before the summer. Never. That's all I can say.
Yep. Never.
It's coming back. It's coming back. Never. And that with other... I don't know why Johnny's the biggest hater of all that shit. Yeah, he came from the Workaholic podcast.
It's just funny. He's funny to me.
God, but, not even an undercover hater.
I know, right? Like, full blown.
At least I'm letting you know.
We might have to scrap in the backyard real
quick. Oh, shit. Well, thanks everyone for joining us on this episode with the Boys from the RAP podcast. Again, follow us on all social medias at The Funky Panther on all streaming platforms. And where else can people find us, Chad? What's our phone number?
817-677-0408. Pretty soon, we're going to have an episode where all we're going to do is listen to your voicemails, have you call in, listen, like, read your texts. So we absolutely need you to call, text, leave us a voicemail. 817-677-0408. All things at the Funky Panther. And thefunkypanther.com.
And please don't send dick pics. We're getting tired of that.
If you if you do, just like, you know, make sure that they're forwarded straight to Javier.
Stay good, everybody. I'm Chad.
I'm Javier.
I'm Tim.
And we are
The Funky Panther!
That's a wrap. Song.